Get ready for a memorable story about the one and only Santa Claus. Each and every Christmas, he comes around and delivers toys to all the girls and boys around the world. Though we know Santa Claus is real, this story is fictitious. So sit back, relax, and grab your imaginary books and come along on a ride with me. When you hear this sound, you know it's time to turn the page. Let's begin. Many Christmas Eves ago, a character was born. Some call him legend, some call him fake, some don't even believe he exists. But deep within all of our hearts, deep down inside, we all know he's real. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. Santa Claus, the one who delivers presents to every boy and girl every year. It's quite amazing. It doesn't seem like it could be a reality that he goes around in a sleigh and gives presents to everybody, but it's true. He really does. I can attest to it in my life, man. I've got some pretty cool things from Santa Claus. Let's take a journey into a part of Santa's life that's normally not exposed on Christmas. A part of his life, well, though it's not secret, it's kind of, you know, on the inside, on the down low, so to speak. The part of Santa's change. See, Santa Claus gets older every year. He does, in fact, have to swap characters. He does have to give his role to someone else. And so, every year, he looks who would be the best candidate. And when that little boy grows up, he would get the Santa Claus role. There was a boy born in 1986. It's one thing he had on his list each and every year. Amongst the other interesting things on his list, guitars, go-karts. Oh man, so many cool things that he wanted, and so many of them that Santa was able to provide. The boy's name was Eric. Eric Stevens was his name, and Santa Claus knew he was different from all the other young boys. But he wasn't different in a bad way, he was different in a good way. Eric's difference allowed him to be Santa Claus, maybe in more of a unique way than the prior Santa Claus had been. See, Eric was blind, and so this gave the new challenge of creating a sleigh that Eric could drive. It was possible. Santa Claus knew it, and so he set off for the task with his elves. It was around July. The elves weren't working that much then. They were slackers. They liked to wait until around October to start on all the toys. Santa told them each and every year, get to work, you gotta make the toys.
Do we have to?
You don't have time to just sit around and play the Xboxes. Hey, didn't you make that for Billy? Don't play with that.
Aw, come on.
Yeah, they were slackers. And so in July, when they were slacking off, Santa Claus came to them with the subsonic sleigh. The sleigh would have lots and lots of speakers in it. I know it sounds crazy, but the speakers would help guide Eric through the night, over the houses, and to the next spot. Of course, there were still reindeer, but the reindeer had been trained to actively guide Eric through the sky to the houses of those he needed to see. Then Eric would get off the sleigh, go down the chimney, and put the toys for the respective girls and boys under the trees. Yeah, it was pretty big, the task at hand, but Santa was sure the elves could do it. So he told them, this year you're gonna make a subsonic sleigh. And here's how it's gonna go. We need 5,000 watts of power.
That's just crazy,
one of the elves said. Yeah, I know it's crazy, but it can be done. We have enough power, you guys can build the batteries, and then build the amps. The amps need to be two-channel, wired at 2 ohms, driving two 15-inch subs each. You need 5 of these amps, each amp being 1,000 watts, driving two 15s, that would be 10 15-inch subs. I know, sounds crazy, but it's gonna rock Eric's world. And so the elves set to work, making each battery, forming it, sculpting it into its proper form to provide the maximum output. And then they worked on the amps. Two channels, 4-ohm amps that could be wired, bridged down to 2 ohms each, that would provide the best output possible. Of course, with the best low-pass filters they could find. Well, build. You know what the elves do. Then they went to building the subwoofers. The subwoofers were better than any subwoofer known in car audio. Well, I guess it would be sleigh audio, but you know what I mean. The subwoofers weren't just normal 15s. They were shaped in a weird shape. A shape called the Triangulagon. Yeah, you heard me right. The Triangulagon. Each sub was sculpted and made with the right voice coils and made with the right polyethylene cones. The exact measurements were precise. The subs were loaded into their new enclosures. They were sealed enclosures and created the best audio possible for Eric's ride. So you're probably wondering, how does this all pan out for Eric? How do these subs really help him out? Well, here's how it all works. The amps and the subs and the batteries create for Eric almost like a sonar, if you want to think of it that way. Along with all the enjoyment Eric's going to get, he's going to be able to figure out exactly where he's at in the sky, exactly where he needs to be, and get there safely. Sounds crazy, I know, but it's true. So, everything was created, everything was done, the elves finally stopped slacking off after several threats were given by Santa Claus, and when December 20th rolled around, Santa made a surprise visit to Eric. Eric was now 20. Santa Claus went to him at his address and told him, "Eric, what's up?" Eric didn't know who the man was. He said, well, not much. Who are you?" "It's Santa Claus." "Yeah. Okay," Eric said. He turned back to his computer. He was writing a new script in JAWS for Windows for the Cakewalk Sonar application. Santa Claus knew the application well. Eric had asked for it for Christmas. "All right," Santa Claus said. "Stop fiddling with that app and come and help us." "You want me to help you?" "Yeah, that's right," Santa Claus said. "We got several lists from you in the past, and you stated that you wanted to be Santa Claus." "Well, you're right," Eric said, "but come on, man. How am I going to drive a sleigh of reindeer to all the houses and deliver all the packages? Are you going to go with me?" "No, I'm not," Santa Claus said. "You were going to do it yourself. You're going to do a great job at it, too. You're going to be the subsonic Santa Claus." "Yeah, what do you mean you're going to load subwoofers in my sleigh? Come on, man." "Well, actually," Santa Claus said, "that's true. We are going to load subwoofers in your sleigh." "All right, then," Santa said. "Let's get to work. Here's the deal. The elves have created the sleigh, and it's ready to drive. You need some training. And who better to give it to you than myself?" All right," Eric said. "Let's do this. Let's say for a second that I'm crazy enough to believe you, that I'm, I don't know, in some weird dream or whatever, and I'm gonna go be Santa Claus. Okay, so I'll come with you. You got the sleigh, what, outside my house?" "Well, no, not exactly," Santa said. "We're gonna have to go back to the North Pole, and you're gonna have to check it out. Couldn't just bring it here, man. What do you think? Friggin' reporters would be all over this." "Nah, we can't have that." "You're right," Eric said. "Okay, so off to my car it is. Let's go." Santa and Eric went back to the 1956 Chevrolet Corvette that Santa had driven in there. "Yeah, nice ride," Eric said as they fired up the engine. The car let out a roar as it pulled down the street. "Give it some more power," Eric said. Santa Claus gunned the accelerator, tires spinning, throwing up rubber smoke into the air. Ah, didn't that smell good? "All right, Eric, let's get back to reality here. Come on. Let's slow down a little bit so I don't get a ticket. Off to the North Pole, so you're telling me we're driving this thing back to the North Pole. Aren't we a long ways?" "We're not driving this," Santa Claus said. "I got the sleigh stored away in the woods over here." They pulled into a small dirt road and took a right, driving down a few more miles until a big heavy brush patch covering woods illuminated ahead of them. "All right, we're here," Santa Claus said. They both jumped out of the car. Santa Claus put the keys into his pocket and shut the door. "All right, let's get into this sleigh," Eric said. "Yeah, all right, let's do it." And so they did. They climbed in. Santa Claus shouted to the reindeer and they took off in the air. "Wow, this is sure incredible," Eric said. "Can't wait to see this subsonic sleigh. Tell me all about it. How many watts? How many subs?" Santa told him the whole entire thing. Needless to say, Eric was impressed. A few short hours later, they arrived back at the North Pole and both jumped out of the sleigh. "All right, here's the sleigh," Santa said to Eric. "Come over here." Santa Claus explained it in full detail. "Here, in the back, look at all these subs. Give me your hand. Check this out. Here are the 5 amps I was telling you about. Can we listen to this thing?" "Well, hold on. Let me see. Better watch out. This thing's pretty powerful. I gotta show you how to use it and what you need to listen to on it." They sat down in the sleigh and the subs began to vibrate. "Wow. Wow, this is incredible," Eric said, "but it's not like normal subs. I mean, it's almost like I can see all of these things with my ears. It's like I know exactly where they are. Yeah, well, that's the plan. Remember what I was explaining in the car? Santa said. Of course I remember. I just didn't think it would really work, Eric said. So here's how it works. You have to listen to this CD, Santa said, handing my case. This CD can only be played on Christmas Eve night, and I know it will repeat over and over again. Won't it? Eric said. No, it won't. See, it's got actually, how many hours does this thing hold? Eric grabbed the CD out of the case and started holding it with his hand. This isn't a CD, he said. This is a DVD. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, excuse my technological illiteracy, Santa said. It is a DVD, holding the entire 12 hours of music that you'll need. And not an MP3 format either. This thing has taken a lot of work to develop a format high quality enough to give you exactly what you need. Here's your GPS system, Santa
Sonic
said.
GPS
really, a
unit
GPS?
Active.
Eric said. Yeah, and it works too. It's got speech. What does it use? Sappy 5? Huh? Yeah, it does. Wow, Eric said. That's pretty legit. Yeah, I know, Santa said. Here's how it all works. Push this button over here on the right. Wow, Eric said. Are you serious? That's pretty cool. Listen to this, Santa said. Hold on. Wow, Eric
North
said.
Pole.
It tells me exactly the coordinates I'm at. Yeah, and check this out. Here's the list of houses that you're going to. Here's when you need to be there, the presents you need to give them, and so on. The GPS read all the information off to Eric. Well, I think you know almost all you need to know. Let me get you fitted into your very own Santa Claus suit. And then, you'll stay here a few more days, do some more prep work, and take off. Alright. When it was December 24th, Eric could hardly wait to leave. He had had so much fun with Santa Claus, but he was ready to get on the road, or in the air, with the sleigh. And so he did. That night, packed everything up, had all the presents, had all of his lists, the DVD, the GPS, the subs, the amps, the batteries, and was ready to take off. Santa Claus said, "You ready?" Eric replied, "Of course I am. Let's get this thing off the ground." One quick test first. Santa Claus went through all the instructions with him. Eric knew it by heart. All right, reindeer, Eric said, let's go. And they did. They, the reindeer that is, agreed to go with Eric, even though they didn't know him. So there he was. The reindeer were running down the path. The sleigh was going quicker and quicker. Wind was flying by Eric's face. Wow, is this unbelievable, he said. The reindeer started to take off. The sleigh lifted off. Oh my goodness, he said. It's really happening. Eric hit the button, turning on the DVD player and the GPS system, and the sub started wave started playing through the 515s. He could see everything. The trees, the rooftops, even the ground below. The GPS told him everything he needed to know. He went through that night, delivering packages. He did such a great job, got it all done in the amount of time that he had, and was back to the North Pole in the morning. Well, I think that's about it for this story about Eric. There is, of course, more to be told, but we don't have all night. Santa Claus may be coming to your house